Hola, hola, hola. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. My name is Marty Angel, and I am your host for this podcast, and it is my passion to be helping the modern multicultural mujer and bilingual micro-bizpreneur gain clarity, focus, and create their blueprint for success so they can rock their six figures and live their best life. I am so incredibly grateful that you found your way to this podcast. There are no coincidences in this world. You are here to hear this message today. Llegaste a este podcast para escuchar el mensaje de hoy. This is a bilingual podcast. A veces hablamos español, and sometimes we speak English, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. Welcome. I'm so excited for today's episode. Let's get it started. Bienvenidos.
Hey, everybody. Marty Angel here. And this evening, I want to talk to you a little bit about how being dyslexic has helped me be successful in business. Now, I know some people are probably thinking, oh my gosh, you're dyslexic. That is a disability, but actually not. And I want to share my story with you. I want to share the fact that I didn't know I was dyslexic. I didn't know that there was a term dyslexic when I was young. I didn't know anything. All I knew was that in order for me to be able to fit into the mold of the way that the teachers taught and then they tested and you got good grades, that the only way that I could actually pass their test, and I say their test, is to do what felt right for me and to stop asking questions of how other people did it. When we do what feels right for us, what feels that we're in congruence, that's right in alignment, that we feel like we're not struggling, that's when we know that things are flowing and things are going to work out just, I don't want to say perfectly, but congruently. How's that? Congruently with where you need to be in order to have success. So what I did was I found out that I needed to make sure that things, the way that I studied, would help me get to the other side of their scale, right? To get on to the other side of the scale. So to get into your A's, your B's, and all of that. So once again, I want to remind you that it wasn't until the other day that I realized that being dyslexic actually made me who I am today. That's just one of the things, okay? Because I'm also ADD, ADHD, which I didn't know back then either. So here's the thing. When we attach ourselves to labels, we begin to manifest the symptoms of those labels. In my case, I didn't know I was dyslexic. All I knew was that I needed to find a way to make sure that I got the good grades and to make sure that I understood what was happening in class. So for me, that meant I had to be creative in the way that I could digest the information and regurgitate it back to them. And because that's basically all that schools do. They feed you information, they ask you to take it in, they ask you to digest it, and then you regurgitate it. And if you regurgitate it the right way or as per their scale, well, then guess what? Then you get a good grade. So for me, that's never been a measure, even though I'm a lifelong educator and I still, you know, educate and I'm still a college professor. I still tell my students that's truly not a measure of any intelligence. It's a measure of a skill to me. Now, I know that, you know, everybody out there says, oh my God, you're an educator. You shouldn't be talking against education. Retired administrator, you shouldn't be talking against education, formal education. I'm not talking against it. I'm just saying that you must find a way to succeed that works for you. And whether you're in formal education, whether you're in a job situation, or whether you're an entrepreneur, or maybe you're all three, as I am, you must find a way that works with you and make you successful, make you feel successful. So one of the things that I did when I was young was that I had to figure out creatively a way that I could make myself steady and get to the other side. So for me, that meant I had to speak things out loud and I had to move. I study best when I am listening to myself speak, I am reading what it is I need to learn, and I am moving my body at the same time. So I'm one of those that's got the headphones on and I'm either dancing and reciting what's on those headphones or, you know, doing whatever. But I need to see it, I need to hear it, and I need to do it. Right? So I'm on top of being dyslexic, or maybe because I'm dyslexic, I am a trimodal learner. So I have to have three modes going on. Many of us are just either visual, auditory, I'm visual, I'm auditory, and I'm kinesthetic, and they all have to be working at the same time in order for me to be able to grasp and to comprehend and to find a successful way to move me forward. Whether that means I'm moving my business forward, whether that means I'm moving my education forward, whether that means I'm moving my life forward, whatever it is, I have to find a way. So what does that mean for you? What that means for you guys is the fact that it's the same. Whether you're dyslexic or maybe you're not, and I don't want to even use any labels here, but whatever it is, you've got to find a way that works for you. And you've got to stop listening to what other people think. And please remember that those labels are just labels. And if you buy into those labels, you're going to begin to manifest the negative side of those labels. Very rarely when we've accepted a label, very rarely do we begin to manifest the positive side of those labels. Usually we manifest the negative side of those labels. So my suggestion is find what works for you. If you're a business owner, I coach so many business owners, it's the same thing. To be successful in education is the same thing as being successful in a business. You have got to find a way that works for you. Not that works for the person next to you, not that works for anybody else, and this is something that is critically important, and I'm still working through it, guys. I'm still working through it. Don't ever, ever, ever compare yourself to anybody else. You've got to realize that everything comes at the perfect time. Now, if there's anybody who needs to work through that, it's me. It's me. I'm a coach. I'm a certified coach. I've been successful in business. I've been successful at running, you know, a very successful school. I've been successful at, you know, consulting. I've been successful as an educational consultant. I have been successful at a lot of things. That doesn't mean anything except that I always find a way to be creative to get to the other side of where I want to be. So, the one thing I want to leave you with is do things that work for you and stop looking at what everybody else is doing on the highway, on the highway lanes next to you. There is enough abundance for all of us. There is enough, you know, do not compare yourself. Do not compare yourself at all and stop judging. Don't judge yourself. Oh my goodness. I'm just so happy, guys, that no one told me I was dyslexic until I was older. By now, you know, when I found out I was dyslexic, by that time it was like, oh, okay. If you say so, it really didn't hit me. It didn't matter because you know what? To me, it just meant that I was just a lot more creative in getting my goals accomplished and in setting my intentions. That's all. It's just for me. Dyslexic for me meant I just needed to be more creative. That's all. It didn't, there's no such thing as being, you know, as a disability in my mind at all. And, you know, and remember that success is internal to everybody and individual to everybody. And you need to stop measuring yourself against what it is that society says you have to be. You can't say you're successful until you fill in the blank, but don't follow that. I don't want you to follow that. I coach my students and I coach my coachees all the time to remind them that they are individuals. So rather than to say, you know, oh, well, how would Oprah do it? Or how would, you know, no, how would Marty do it? How would Marty do it? How would you do it? Ask yourself, okay, how would whatever your name is, fill in the blank, how would you do it? Step back. If when you're getting flustered, step back and then ask yourself, how would you do it? But don't buy into all of the status quo. Don't buy into any labels. Don't buy into anything unless you truly want to. Then, you know, it's up to you. But the thing is that at the end of the day, dyslexia has been the reason that I have succeeded, guys. It's not a disability. It's an enhancement. It's an enhancement. That's what I tell my students. It is an enhancement, guys. That's all it is. All right, guys. I hope you found value in this. And if you did, drop me a message. And send me a DM. Send me a PM. I would love to hear from you guys. And if you like this tip, then I'll see you on the inside of my Facebook group where I add more tips. More tips to live your best life and rock your business. All right, guys, have a great evening.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. click the link below and get yours today.